You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin. Good morning.
What up? What up? Gorgeous Thursday. Feeling good. Great day. Tom, yesterday I released a statement last night saying, you know, glad wanted to meet with me. I told folks at CNN earlier on Monday I had no issue with that. And so we'll be coordinating that discussion. And so looking forward to that dialogue. So certainly make that happen. So we'll see what happens with our conversation. All right. Coming up, Tom, it's a huge controversy this week with the big chief, as you like to call President Barack Obama. I'd rather call him President Barack Obama. But big controversy with the Catholic Church over contraception and back and forth with top Democrats and all kind of folks. April Wine, of course, she's our good buddy, White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks. She's sounding a little like Harry Belafonte this morning, Tom. She's under the weather. April, good morning.
Good morning, all. Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, April. How you doing?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voice again.
Look at you. Told me your voice was horrible. You sound fine.
I know what you're doing, the rope. I know.
Oh, hey, Jay. Hi,
good morning, Queen April.
Hang in there,
baby. My voice is messed up, but we're going to work this out. Good morning.
Yeah, it'll be all good. All good. All right. So April, President Obama. So here's what I'm confused by. So President Obama, the Health and Human Services, they send down these regulations saying they've got to offer contraception as a part of their health care plans. Catholic Church says we are against that. Don't tell us what to do. There should have been a religious exemption. What's really going on? Did Vice President Biden and Daley say don't do this? Is the president politically in trouble? Break this down for us.
Well, there are a lot of issues. It's not just about religion, and religion is a very strong point. You remember when you were a kid, your mother and father would always tell you, do not talk politics or religion, and this is one of those issues. It's really stirring the pot in Washington. Now, you have one side, you have women's groups that are very upset because it's telling a woman what to do, you know, basically.
So for them, it's a health issue.
Well, but it's not just a health issue.
Right,
it's about
right.
my body. And then right. you get into the health issue about the fact that you had this president who went, the first thing, the major mandate he did was health care reform, talking about covering all Americans who weren't covered. And then you're talking about pulling back a piece to cover people. And then religious houses of worship that talk about in many of their religious books or Bibles or what have you, it talks about being fruitful and multiply or something along that line. And then you talk about birth control. That's against their doctrine. And then the health care issue has come up, as we said, with that issue. But there's another piece that people aren't talking about. It's the civil rights issue. And I talked to Mary Frances Berry this week, the former head of the U.S. Commission of Civil Rights, and she said when any time you try to pull federal dollars from or any kind of government right. dollars from public places that get government monies, there within lies a problem. And that's a civil rights issue. And
well, let's go to politics. How
but
will
that
this
is,
affect?
That is politics.
No. Follow me here. Mm-hmm. How will this play out? Because clearly there are 77 million Catholics in the United States. This is an election year. Republicans are seizing on this. Could this hurt the president when it comes to Catholic voters by the bishops making this a major issue?
Yeah, this is a major issue for the moderates. The moderates are, you have to really watch where the moderates stand on both sides, because Democrats are upset and the GOPers are putting religious freedoms over gender equality. And you saw Rick Santorum stand in the middle of a congregation and be preyed upon yesterday.
Yesterday in Dallas, yeah.
Yeah, President Obama did that when he was running. Remember Bishop mm-hmm. Vashti mm-hmm. McKenzie, all of them. We still have that picture. I have that picture when he's standing in the middle of people, religious leaders putting their hands over him. But this is that issue. Remember a couple of years ago when it was the gay rights issue of gay marriage. It's back to that again, and it stirs the pot. When you get religion, that's what really stirs the pot. And remember when we saw houses of worship say, what would Jesus do, you know,
right.
back then? This is that same kind of issue. They're trying. The Republicans will definitely pull the heartstrings of those who believe in, you know, the fact that we are supposed to be fruitful and multiply and no contraception. And then you have to remember, too, insurance companies for churches, or insurance
Catholic
companies,
universities,
and Catholic universities, hospitals, what have you. These mm-hmm. places, in a lot of cases, these insurance companies, they give money, pay part or all, for anybody really, of the contraception, be it abortion or any contraceptive devices. So,
but according to this, according to this provision, mm-hmm. they are not forcing the church to give it out. They're simply saying people on a health plan, they can be able to access it.
The White House is not giving details, strict details as to what places are going to get it. But we're knowing right now schools and hospitals are going to have to do it. But
one thing on the polling data, though, 58% of Catholics poll support the provision to allow contraception. This is the real fight between the hierarchy of the church and not really how the folks in the pews feel. So we'll see what happens there.
But Ryan, we certainly appreciate congregations.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot. And we'll see how that polling goes when it comes to the regular folks sitting in the pews.
All right, Roland.